Turkish Prime Minister Bin Ali Yildirim says the risk of another coup in his country is not over yet, but adds that the government is in control of the situation. Yildirim told reporters on Friday that Turkey is acting within the rule of law and is not driven by revenge in dealing with the aftermath of the failed coup. He also urged Turkish people to stay calm and said life has returned to normal in the country. A faction of the Turkish military staged a failed coup on July 15th, which left nearly 250 people dead. Over 60,000 people, including senior officials in the army, have been sacked or arrested since then. The Turkish parliament declared a three-month state of emergency on Thursday, approving President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's request for new powers to expand the government crackdown. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined with Ms. Barjane Yanans, who is the associate editor of Hurriyet Daily News, and she's joining us live now via Skype from Istanbul. Thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. How do you feel about this risk of another coup and, of course, of all the measures that have been taken in these days?
Well, obviously, there is an ironic situation here because on the one hand, the government wants to give and project the message that everything is under control. But on the other hand, they are maintaining that the risk is continuing. Therefore, the government needs to stand vigilant, and they're continuing their call on the nation, on the people to remain on the streets. Therefore, it sort of creates question mark as to what degree the government sense it has the 100% control. My feeling is that because the Gulenist movement is such a secretive organization, they can never be 100% sure whether they have at their hands all the members of the Gulenist movement, and I think that makes them say that the risk still continues.
It's interesting because the Prime Minister says that, you know, life has returned to normal, or he's asking at least for Turkish people to stay calm and for life to return to normal. But it's kind of hard, isn't it, when there's this huge purge happening throughout the country and there's talk of a second coup. That creates a very tense atmosphere, doesn't it?
Well, the Turks are familiar living under, you know, extraordinary circumstances. And again, Turks are known for their resilience. They're known to pick up their pieces together very fast. Therefore, life goes on in Turkey, business goes on, etc. But obviously, every individual has its own way of living. Some people are terrorized, some people are in their homes, but the majority of the people are out in the streets doing their business as usual. However, obviously, hearing that there is still some risk is not particularly a nice feeling that you want to go on living with, of course.
And finally, of course, there are those concerns which are long-standing, in fact, when it comes to Turkey, and those concerns of human rights. We've heard that coming from the European countries as well as in other countries around the world. How do you feel about those concerns?
Well, unfortunately, even before the coup, Turkey's judiciary had a lot of question marks as far as to what degree it is independent. Even before the coup, people had some question marks about had problems of trust in the judiciary. And obviously, even before the coup, Turkey had some democratic backpedaling problems with freedom of speech, freedom of expression. Now that we are in a state of emergency, obviously there are concerns that the situation that was already not so bright before the coup could get aggravated. However, the Prime Minister, the President, as well as a lot of the ministries or Turkish officials are saying that the state of emergency will not affect the daily lives, and there has been a lot of call from civil society organizations that there should be fair trials, so the society will try to remain vigilant that there will be there won't be a democratic backsliding.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point, but of course, Ms. Yanans, we appreciate you taking your time out to give us your insight.